Hello?
Hi there, this is Darvin Wood. I'm calling from the hotel. I'm looking to speak with Carol Fish.
This is Carol speaking.
Wonderful. Hello, Carol. I'm one of the managers here at the hotel. How are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking. Listen, the reason for my call is that our front desk people say they spoke with you yesterday and you had a concern.
Not really a concern. No, it's just double checking the reservation. We have a block of rooms for a wedding coming up in a week.
Okay, yes, I see that. And, well, I also have down in my notes this wasn't your first call. You called the week before as well?
Yes, I did, to ask about if the rooms were linking.
Okay.
Is there a problem?
Well, it wouldn't be, but it looks like you called the week before that as well. So that's three calls.
Is there an issue?
Well, one call is fine, but three calls makes you an HMG. It's what we in the hospitality business call an HMG. That would stand for high maintenance guest.
I'm not entirely sure why you're calling me. Is everything fine with the rooms for next week?
Well, it was until you were labeled an HMG or a high maintenance guest, and now we have to cancel your reservation.
No, I've already given you my credit card information. You've already billed me for this.
Well, we put it on hold. We can refund that money.
I don't want a refund. You're not canceling this reservation. The wedding is in a week.
I already did, and that is unfortunate.
Excuse me?
I canceled the reservation because you've been classified as an HMG.
You know what? Your offensive and ridiculous term didn't matter, but now you've really pissed me off, all right? You're going to be keeping that block of rooms, all right? Do we understand each other?
Yes, I'm sure a lot of things.
And you're going
you angry.
To drop that supercilious tone, and you're going to speak to me and apologize for even threatening to drop this room.
Wow, I do have an HMG on my hands. She doesn't even like my tone of voice.
Your tone of voice is absolutely insulting and ridiculous.
Yeah.
I will be on Yelp. I will be everywhere telling everyone never to stay at your hotel.
Right. Well, I had already assumed you'd be on Yelp because most high-maintenance people do post on Yelp. We are okay
Stop.
With
I am not interested in your classification of anyone, including me. I don't care what you think of me. I just care that you keep my entire wedding party at your hotel.
Well, I can't
This is
do
not
that.
Up for debate. I will sue your ass off. I don't care. I know enough lawyers to handle this that way.
I'm sure you do. Most high-maintenance people have a lot of lawyers.
Well,
they know a lot
well,
of lawyers.
That's
probably.
So, that's so great that you know about how high maintenance people actually are legally responsible for things.
Well,
but you're a business. So guess what? You're also going to be legally responsible for your actions. And I will make sure that you are.
Ma'am, are you sure you don't have a question for me?
A question for you? No, I just told you how I feel and what I'm going to do. No question.
Well, okay, well, I assumed you had a question because most high maintenance people have a lot of questions.
Stop calling me high maintenance.
Okay, I'm assuming that you probably like to be called something else because most high maintenance people are very particular with what they like to be
will
called.
Will you stop? Just stop using this high maintenance. I've already told you I will sue your ass, and that is what you need to know. There are no more questions.
Well, I'll wait for the lawsuit because I'm assuming you'll fire at least four lawyers before it ever goes to court because, you know, once again.
No, I'm not playing your game. You want me to say that I'm a high maintenance person? I'm not a high maintenance person. You're clearly the high maintenance here.
Well, you just said it, not me. You said the word high maintenance. I wasn't going to say that. So.
You know what I'd like to do right now? I'd like to punch you in the face. How would you like to be punched in the face?
I would love it.
Oh, good. Well, then that can be arranged very shortly.
Wonderful. Now you are speaking my language. Hey, guess what? Reservation back on.
What are you saying? I punch you in the face and the reservation's back on?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You do it twice and free continental breakfast.
What is your problem?
Do it three times and you don't want to know how accommodating I'm going to be. Oh, this is exciting.
I don't want to keep my reservation. Just cancel it. Cancel the whole thing.
Well, unfortunately, I can't cancel it because this is a prank phone call.
No, you just canceled it. You just told me that you had canceled it. So let's end
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I don't work at the hotel, so it'd be really hard for me to cancel it. I'd have to call on your behalf. They probably want some ID or something. Yeah, it's a prank phone call, so I'm not going to be able to do that.
What?
Your cousin Sarah set you up.
What are you talking about?
Your cousin Sarah emailed me to do a prank phone call on you. She told me that you both like playing practical jokes on each other.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like you guys like to joke with each other, and I think she might have just taken the lead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I cannot believe her.
You sounded pretty stressed out, just a little bit.
I really, really, really was going to punch you in the face.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. Most high-maintenance people are pretty prone to violence.